Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
Attribute almost is on this, and like the health department's really trying to make an all-star team here to say, you're going to have to run an extra mile after practice tonight, so you got to go back and make sure that permit is good from the manufacturer. Am I way out of line with that analogy? But that's kind of like how I've been looking at this.
Well, no, you know, it's not out of line. You got guys like that are highly qualified, that know the business at least as well as we do. They're going to be tough on you, and you're not going to get away with anything. So, you know, we might, you know, grouse about it once in a while, and just like when you run that extra mile, you're not very happy with that extra mile halfway through it, but you do it, and you get it done, and you're better off for it. And those guys really put us through our paces, and I think the project is much, much stronger as a result.
All right, so let's talk about another misleading speculation that I've heard out there regarding the Public Service Commission and some permits. I heard something about it. I made a call to a couple of the commissioners out there I've known for a while. I didn't really understand what the heck they were talking about, so I thought I'd just talk to you a little bit about it. And do you expect to submit an application to expand a 55,000 BPDs? That's kind of what I was trying, I guess, to get to the bottom of. I guess, where are you at with the process?
Well, I mean, the laws and the regulations are pretty clear. The PSC has jurisdiction over and must issue a siting certificate for a energy processing facility of 50,000 barrels per day or over. So we get ready to go ahead with the second phase of Davis, which would take us up to about 55,000 barrels per day. Yeah, we got to go to the PSC and get a siting certificate. You know, we've always expected to have to do that. It's not a big deal. You know, the confusion, I think, started because, you know, when we went to the health department, you know, you got to go to the health department no matter how big your refinery is. It could be 2 barrels a day, and they would have to review it for your quality permits. So, yeah, we had to go there. They asked us to go ahead and submit our application for both phases at once, not because, you know, the second phase is a foregone conclusion, but because, in fact, you know, decisions you make about designing both phases impact the emissions for the first phase significantly. And again, you know, we complained about it amongst ourselves when they asked us to do that. But as a result, I mean, anybody looking at the documents will notice that the amended application submitted in April has significantly lower emissions that we're asking to be approved than the one we originally submitted in October. So, you know, in fact, the fact that we had to go through that two-phase system or process enabled us to improve the design again. Again, you know, health department, we complained about it at the time, but they knew what they were doing. We don't have to go to the PSC until phase two, so there's no reason to do that. We're aware of the law, and we're gonna do exactly what we're supposed to do in connection with the PSC siting certificate. But that's not till 2 or 3 years down the road.
Any final thoughts you have about what's going on out there at the Davis Refinery? Either anything that we didn't talk about, anything you want to reiterate? Just kind of, we have the CEO, William Prentice, of Meridian Energy Group on the line with us. So take advantage of the opportunity to find out latest and greatest updates with the new Davis Refinery, going to add thousands of jobs out there to the Bakken oil field. I'm getting excited for it. To me, it's exciting. First Greenfield Refinery, 50 years. I'd imagine you guys are just extremely excited to get this project done. And the word fruition comes to mind. Come to fruition.
There's a lot to be said for that comparison because, you know, it's more like farming than ranching. You know, you're husbanding this entire process and trying to create something that's going to last for a long time. And, you know, we've had our heads down digging for quite a while, but every once in a while you have a chance to kind of stand there and look around at what you've accomplished. And in the community for the last 2.5, 3 years, we have accomplished a lot. And this project now has tremendous momentum. We're very happy about the status of all of our permits and all of the commercial relationships that have been developed to support the refinery. Now we're just eager to get into construction. I mean, that's when it'll be even more real to everybody. And I think we'll be there pretty soon.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
The Oil Field Report listens to the oil patch and delivers powerful interviews and stories that roughnecks, CEOs, safety compliance officers, and leaders in oil and gas trust and value. The Oil Field Report's vision is to be the oil field's most centric online source to build a place where the oil patch can come and get informed and get heard. The Oil Field Report. Check them out online at oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com. Be sure to join their Facebook page, YouTube channel, and other social media outlets. Because of the Oil Field Report, interviews just don't start a conversation, they drive a conversation. Oilfieldreport.com. That's oilfieldreport.com.